Let's bring back Doug Roberts. He's the chief investment strategist for Channel Capital Research. And Doug, I want to talk about the jobs report on Friday. We've known for quite a while that there have been a lot of job reductions. And we saw the ADP report today. And while it's a private report, it was bad and we had a sell-off. How much more can the market sell off on Friday when the official government numbers come in?
Well, again, it really depends upon how bad it is. What really caused the destruction here was the fact that this was far worse than what was expected. Now, if the market's recalibrating right now, most people were saying that they expected the unemployment rate to rise to 7%. If as a result of this report, people are now expecting, let's say, a rise in unemployment to 7.5%, that may already be blocked into the market when it comes down. Again, I think in addition to this, a good portion will be more dependent upon what's said in the speech by President-elect Obama and additional packages that you start seeing coming in from the administration that's going to counteract this. People know that the unemployment situation is going to get worse. What's going to really counteract it is what the government is planning to do to really cushion that or ease the transition as well.
Well, Doug, we did have headlines crossing the Bloomberg on Bed Bath & Beyond. The home furnishing retailer saying profit fell for the fifth straight quarter. It fell to 34 cents a share. It also lowered its annual forecast as customers flocked to liquidation sales. But as you talk about, if unemployment continues to deteriorate, won't that ultimately also cut into consumer spending? And therefore, doesn't it mean we should or we could possibly hear more retailers cutting their forecasts ahead?
Absolutely. The interesting thing is what we're finding is really the discounters are continuing to do well. People still have to buy basics, but what they're starting to do is want to go really to discounters. That's why you're seeing some of the high-end stores really making massive cuts in terms of their pricing to try to compete with that. However, they're really not set up to do that long-term. So really, if it's anyone, it's really the discounters at the low end of the market that will really benefit from this.
You know, I'm looking at the VIX Volatility Index here, and it's almost like a stealth rise. It had been under 40. It was up 12.5% today. It's back over 43.39. How much is that adding to the feeling of unease among investors?
Quite a bit. I think, anything right now that's negative is adding to the unease of investors, and that's not good for the economy.
Well, you've been mentioning the economic stimulus plan, and there's business tax cuts in there as well. And we had a guest earlier in the week who said this is going to help M&A activity. And today we heard that Wyeth is in discussion to buy Netherlands' biggest biotechnology company for about $1.3 billion. So are you looking for M&A start to pick up should this economic stimulus plan be passed?
Again, in the situation like this, the strong tend to get stronger, whereas the weak tend to get gobbled up. You saw that with banking. I think that's going to be a general trend across the arena. Also, what you're finding is right now, with the decreases in demand across the board, there are benefits to the consolidation. Unfortunately, that can also exacerbate the problem with layoffs coming from these combinations as well.
Do you see a lot of M&A happening in retail, where a lot of these companies just suffered through a terrible Christmas season?
Well, the real question is with a lot of that, if they're bordering on bankruptcy, it may actually be cheaper to try to get it once the company has gone bankrupt as opposed to buying them out pre-bankruptcy. We saw that to an effect on Wall Street when Barclays looked at buying Lehman Brothers and decided that it was better to wait until Lehman Brothers was bankrupt until they ended up buying specific pieces that they want. You could see some of the same effect, really, in retail stores, since bankruptcy is a more familiar situation, and there's not as much of a stigma that's attached to, let's say, buying goods from a bankrupt store as opposed to, let's say, what we saw with buying a car from a bankrupt car company.
Doug Roberts, chief investment strategist for Channel Capital Research, joining us on the Bloomberg Business Hotline.
What happened with this market today? Where does it go from here? Try to get some of the answers. We're joined by Doug Roberts, chief investment strategist for Channel Capital Research. Doug, what sent stocks lower today?
It was pure and simple, the negative economic news, starting with the ADP report. That actually brought people back to reality. And really what you have going on right now is people are adjusting to the fact that the economy is going to continue to deteriorate, at least in the near term. Really what's going to be dependent is really when that bottoming occurs and what's going to counteract it. That's one of the reasons I think probably people will be paying incredible attention to the speech by President-elect Obama tomorrow.
How much importance do you attach to the January effect and the fact that the gains we saw in the first few sessions here have evaporated now on the Dow and the S&P is just hanging on by a whisker with gains?
Well, again, what happens is it tends to occur very early. And really, it's almost like, if you want to use the analogy, if you have a beach ball that's held underwater, eventually it bounces up somewhat. But that, if it's heavy enough, it still may not prevent it from sinking a bit more. As I say, it's really kind of the steps meant to counteract the economic environment. They're going to be key, and really that's going to really come from the new administration and the new Congress and how quickly they can get jobs on the ground to help to avoid the situation from deteriorating further or at the very least stabilize the situation.
So have what you heard so far at least been on the right track? And I refer specifically to the details of the economic stimulus plan that have so far been discussed.
Actually, it has been good because right now what you're seeing is it's not strictly limited to infrastructure, which the concern was is essentially when is that going to take effect. And in addition to that, the other question becomes, what's going to happen to all the white-collar workers coming out of work? Right now with a tax situation, even if it isn't all spent, it at least helps to alleviate some of the debt situation that you're seeing with people right now, which can, again, give them a bit more confidence in terms of their particular situation. So actually, the fact that it's a combination, what's going to be really key in this scenario, though, is that it be extremely, extremely large. You kind of get one shot at this. It almost has to be overwhelming in effect. At the same time, I believe the current administration that's coming in understands it, and they probably have bipartisan support to do something. You saw that with Martin Feldstein's admission that right now fiscal stimulus will be required, even though he is a fiscal conservative, and I believe that there are several people on the right who say that as well.
All right, Doug, a lot of this fiscal stimulus, though, is centered on the government sector and efforts to improve the employment picture. What's the broad implications for corporate profit ahead?
Corporate profit at this point, I think, at least for the near term, is going to continue to deteriorate. Really, the best thing that they can do is really start to at least give some hope of a rebound later on in the year or early next year, so then the market can begin to discount that in its picture as opposed to kind of assuming that it'll continue to deteriorate for a much longer period.
Of the three major averages today, the NASDAQ had the biggest decline, 3.25%. How much of that was because of those words we heard from Intel and as it serves as perhaps a proxy for the rest of the tech companies?
I think it was significant, really, with Intel because, again, these were lowered expectations that they were cutting even further. And this was not something that people were really expecting, and it was a significant magnitude that, again, showing that really the tech sector is in no way insulated from what's going on right now.
So does this point to more of a slowdown in business spending then?
Yeah, I think that's what you're going to see is right now you're seeing increasing unemployment. You're also seeing that of the announcements that are being made today, they're also saying that they're going to cut back on CapEx spending as well. That's why I think any stimulus package that they have, and it'll have to be both monetary and fiscal stimulus. I don't think either of them alone is going to do the job, and it will have to be far-reaching right now to help stabilize the situation. The long term is a different situation. What they're going to have to really do there is focus on what can this all lead to prevent this from happening again and to create some type of a stable environment in the future.
All right, Doug, stay with us, please. We will continue our conversation with Doug Roberts. He's the Chief Investment Strategist for Channel Capital Research.